Choose to be successful. Well, praise God. I'm going to have a good day. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Good morning to all those people trying to be a Jesus believer, but just cannot seem to accept the knowledge of the truth of who God is. Amazing. Amazing. God, in the name of Jesus this morning, work on people's hearts. You know, yesterday when we signed off, I was listening. Sometimes I just listen to songs to try to work stuff out, to try to listen to the words of the song so that whatever God is trying to get to me, I can get it. Because sometimes I just have too much clutter in the way. And a lot of times I like old songs, but sometimes it doesn't come through an old song, because you have to understand that God is God. I'm talking about you, me, Erica. I have to understand. And I have to remember what he told me on my knees in prayer at 514 Bonnie Bray Street about 20-something years ago, almost 30, closer to 30. In an audible voice, God said to me, Erica, I'm God. I don't ever have to do the same thing twice. And I said, wow. See, God doesn't have to use any like big terms with me, because we don't communicate like that. I communicate with God just like I communicate with you. And that's how you are supposed to communicate with him as well. Sometimes I like old time spiritual kind of music. Because I think about if God could bring people through all type of cultural things. I got some feedback on the mic this morning. I don't know which one. But work with me, because they tried to hack me. Yep. It didn't work, though. Every time certain people come around me, it seems like somebody tries to hack me for stuff I'm writing, believe it or not. It's the same way when they come here. They don't try to steal money. They try to steal my books. So they tried to hack me again. Why? Because I got fresh fire. I got fresh knowledge from God. And that's what they try to hack me for, to take. Now, isn't that crazy? As crazy as it may seem to be, it's the truth. And you know when God is moving, and you know when God is getting ready to do something. This morning, whatever is bothering you, whatever is troubling you, I want you to do something. I want you to trust God this morning. And I want you to put that thing on the altar. I asked you the other day, when the anointing was so heavy, I know about three people that God answered prayers for them because they let me know. You see, it's not the big things, and it's not what you could classify as the little things. It's everything. That's what you should be concerned about. Everything. Compartmentalizing doesn't work with God. You can't compartmentalize God. How can you do that? How could you even think, with your mind being as finite as it is, that you could compartmentalize God? You can't. And some of you need to stop trying. Really, that's a tip for somebody. Stop trying to compartmentalize God. Somebody else sent me, this is a fresh word of God right here. Erica, you need to listen to this. This is a fresh word of God right here. And I said to myself, God, am I so far apart from you that somebody thinks they got to send me a prophecy from somebody that, and as I'm listening to them, it wasn't a fresh word of God for me. It might have been a fresh word of God for them, because if God has a fresh word of God for me and he can't tell me and he can't get it to me, then I got a problem. I got a problem, and I would have a problem in my relationship with God. And even then, nobody could work that out but God. So don't send me that stuff. I'm not interested. If you got to go to a man or a woman to get, or if God got to, I'm not saying that he doesn't, because he does use men and women. But if he gave it to you, it's for you. Don't be sending it to me. What you want me to do with it? Filter through it and tell you? I can't tell you nothing. Part of my relationship and part of my success with God is that I don't try to tell people what God is saying to them. That would be dumb on my part. That would be me saying, I know so much that God got to tell me what to tell you for your life, because he can't get it to you. Did what I just say make sense to anybody? You see, it's a lot of people trying to build. Let me put it this way. God knows the plans that he has for you. He knows. If he has to tell me in order to get it to you, that means you ain't listening to him. That means that there's a blockage or some bondage that you can't, I'm talking about specifics. Yes, God will give you a message and it'll come from a preacher, but I'm talking about specifics, because God is a very specific God. And I guarantee you, he's not going to tell Pastor Hattie Hood the specifics that he has for Dr. Erica Shepherd, unless Erica Shepherd can't hear him, or unless Erica Shepherd is not listening to him, or unless Erica Shepherd got some bondages and some blockage, and then he's not going to give Pastor Hattie Hood the specifics, because he got to filter everything through Pastor Hattie Hood's stuff to get it to me. And by then, it won't be the same. And I'm just using Hattie because I looked up here and saw her face, her name. Am I making sense to anybody this morning? So when I got that text, oh, this is a sure word for God. I text them back, it's a sure word for you if you receive it. But it ain't a sure word for me because I ain't asked for it and I'm not looking for it. And my job is to help you get rid of all the blockages, the bondages, so you can receive from him directly. Because, let me tell you, the minute something go wrong, I'm going to say, Pastor Hattie Hood told me. Pastor Hattie Hood was wrong. Pastor Hattie Hood missed it. Pastor Hattie Hood messed me up. Lie. Lie, lie. You mess your own self up because you didn't have your own self in the right place to hear from God. Now, am I saying that they're not prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers and evangelists? Yes. But above a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, or evangelist, it's supposed to be you and your relationship with God yourself. And anybody that does not lead you with that kind of perspective, you better check that. God says in the last days that he himself, that his spirit in the hearts of men and women were going to be in co-union with him. If you are in co-union, oneness, whatever you want to term it, with God, why you got to go and hear a word from a person that doesn't care if you eat or not eat the next day? And you're going to take that. Mm-mm. At least have some kind of love for me. Have some kind of concern for me. And not because you get on a YouTube and say, I just love God's people. Well, you don't love them enough to die for them. And I'm not talking about dying in the natural. I'm talking about dying into the flesh. There's some misnomers floating around here. And I said to somebody, I said, you know, every time I get around you, bad things happen to me. And it hit them. They didn't believe me, though. They thought I was making that up. Well, I saw them get close to another person, and I saw something bad happen to them. And I said, uh-huh, God, I knew that was right. I knew you showed it to me. I know you showed it to me. Brothers and sisters, I want you to do something. The first thing I want you to do is listen to this song. I got a lot to talk to you about this morning. Listen to this.
You don't know.
See, that's the first thing. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to understand that you're not bigger than your creator. You hear me? And that all God really wants you to do is ask him.
You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? Things I depended on were gone. I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand. Oh, why? Even though I'm so much.
Now, brothers and sisters, God is going to humble some of you in spite of yourself. God is going to have you know, but that might be, I wonder if that's this thing. He's going to have you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Well, it ain't that. Oh, that's the wrong thing. That he is God. You're going to know that. And I really pray that you don't have to go through too much to get it. I'm reminded, I meant to send you a picture of Lily. Remember I told y'all about Lily, the little 12-pound, I think she's 12 pounds, Italian Greyhound, that's what she is. Well, Lily made it. I got a picture of Lily. Lily made it. After being attacked by that pit bull, she made it. You know what her mama did? She played all Robert's healing tapes for Lily. She played A.A. Allen videos for Lily. She and her husband, which is Lily's daddy, they loved Lily and they prayed for Lily. But the bottom line is, you know why Lily made it? Because Lily had the heart of a champion. Lily could have died. I mean, Lily had I think five like deep bites, puncture wounds, you name it. I mean, she was attacked by a pit bull. But Lily made it. Lily had a lot of prayer. When Lily first got attacked, I said, put the phone by Lily's ear. I prayed for Lily. Because I liked the little dog. When she came here, she was so loving and playful and genuine. Or genuine, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Anyway, the little dog was a happy dog. And the little dog was a loving dog. But you know what? It took more than what Lily was normally getting in her love life with her family. It took more to pull Lily through this trauma. It took an outpouring of love toward Lily, which happens to be a dog. Dogs can't talk. But they can communicate. And Lily received all that. And she not only did she live, but when they took her to the doctor, what should have been deep wounds and scars, you know, is a little line. Because when God does things, God does them excellently. When God comes into your life, he don't leave you all confused. He don't leave you wondering which way is up and which way is down and what is good and what is bad. But sometimes you got to understand, and this is where I really want to teach and do some deliverance on this week, one day this week, that you're going to pick up some stuff from the person or persons wherever you got the good imparted to you. Are you understanding me? And that's why you have to have your own walk. That's why you have to have your own relationship so that it will overthrow, overrun, and not allow the stuff from the person who's imparting to you, okay? And if they're careful, like I'm careful, every day, every night, I pray, God, don't let nothing from me transfer in nobody on that line but your goodness or what you're trying to convey. But if you got a person around you that thinks they perfect, that thinks they're their own God, that's so stubborn and rebellious, they can't get it any other way than they think through themselves, you got a problem. Because God is always talking. God is always changing. Because he's always moving. Do you understand that? He is always moving. Sometimes in your relationship with God, you got to put yourself on the altar. That's all I'm saying. Help me. Here I am, God. Here I am. You already know what kind of person I am. You already know what's in me. Here I am. You can see the stuff I can't even see that's hindering me. Why haven't I blank? You know, blank, whatever it is, blank you're trying to do or accomplish. Why is it taking me so long? Why haven't I done whatever? And the answer is, it's taking so long and you haven't done it because of something in you. There's something in you because... Look, on a desert, a deserted island. Because it happens all the time. Many people don't know God. They own this deserted island. But you know God has a way of talking to them. God has a way of revealing himself to them. Now the question is this. When God reveals himself to you, or when God approaches you, do you believe it? When God says, you got a big toe, and that big toe is rotting with fungus, do you say, well, I'm going to just limp around on this toe? When God showed you the toe so you could bring the toe to him and he could fix and heal the toe, but are you saying, well, I'm okay, God, I'm praying for you to heal this toe? God looking at the toe, God looking at you. The toe get worse. I'm waiting for you to heal my toe, God. God looking at you, God looking at the toe. God, what's taking you so long to heal my toe? God looking at your toe, and God looking at you. The doctors say, you go to the doctor give you medicine. Then the doctor say, we're going to have to cut your toe off. And you say, God, you didn't heal my toe. God looking at your toe and God looking at you. And then you say, cut my toe off. Not realizing that that big toe has a real purpose. It helps you maintain balance in your whole body. It wasn't there for any reason. The enemy of your soul afflicted your body so that he could weaken your soul and cause you to be more susceptible to him. When all you had to do, God is standing right there, say, God, I cannot heal my toe. I don't know how to heal my toe. But your word says that you knew my toe before you formed me in my mother's womb. Your word says that you will not allow your word to come back to you empty. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm surrendering my toe to you. Toe. I command you to line up with the word of God. I command you to receive the word of God. Toe. I'm telling you, you have to be healed. Jesus, I'm bringing you in. I'm bringing my toe unto you. Holy Spirit, I'm surrendering this toe to you. Father God, this is your toe. And I need you to heal it. In this little story I told you, what did you do? You finally came to your senses. And you put your toe on the altar to God. You surrendered your own will to the will of God. And sometimes it have to get to the point where you say, toe, you don't want to do what God say do? Listen, I'm going to serve God with or without you. But I want you and I need you. Receive. Receive the engrafted word of God. You got to put yourself on the altar like that. You have to surrender yourself to God for real, not play. Not because somebody tell you get up, walk down the altar. That's good. But you know what? You can receive God. Jesus ain't never said, come front, come down to the altar to receive nothing. He said, receive ye me. You got to put yourself on that altar.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh,
you had enough. But it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
And sisters, as I was kind of like putting all this stuff before God, a lot of stuff, you know, because this is a very good year. It's a very good year. It's going to be a good year. I don't care what it looked like. And so God gave me this. He gave me Haggai 2. Chapter 5 through 9. I mean, chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. He said, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. Now, this is the part I want you to, 8 people to put this here. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Haggai 2 and 5. So my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And then, as I was meditating on that, I was saying, okay. You see, God gave me some new songs to listen to. Remaineth among you. Fear you not. You got that? So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. That's what the Lord is saying to us this morning. My spirit remaineth among you. Fear you not. He know you must have some fear. And you know what? It don't have to be fear like you think. My fear was that I was not going to come into this year without the right messages. I was going to have to put the school in order, and I wanted to do it right. And I wanted to do some extra teaching. Everything I told you last year, I want to do this year, I'm about to implement. But I know I can't do it without God, because he has to do it. So then God sent me this, you know, some fresh music as I was writing. It's just awesome. But when you have all kind of confusion and all kind of, it's not God, brothers and sisters. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Peace. Peace. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, joy, and peace. When you out of peace, you out of God. When you have confusion and misunderstanding, God ain't in it. Firm and immovable and continues with you. Thank you for the Amplified Bible Version. I wonder what it says in the message. Can somebody post the message and somebody else post the Living Bible? Let's see what it says. Because I got a little bitty thing I'm going to share with you. It's so simple. According to the word that I covenanted with you, I promised you, I came into agreement with you on it. My spirit remains with you. So get to work, Zerubbabel. God is speaking. Get to work, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, high priest. Get to work, all you people. God is speaking. Yes, get to work, for I am with you. The God of the angel armies is speaking. Put into action the word I covenanted with you when you left Egypt. I'm living and breathing among you right now. Don't be timid. Don't hold back. Yay! The Living Bible. That's right, Wes. Spirit of double-mindedness. Get rid of it. My spirit remains among you just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. So do not be afraid. For this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. In just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. The future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glory, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and in this place I will bring peace. I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. So you want to give me a word from God? Give me the word. I know that works. I can stand on it. But don't give me all this rhetoric, all these words, just filling empty spaces. I don't have time for that. And I don't want to hear it. Because the only word that is living, alive, and working today is the word of God. Straight, straight, straight and pure. And then he gave me the song because I was asking God, I need a, okay, God, I've got all these songs. I just need a simple little theme song. Because all them old guys, see, they had a simple little theme song. So the Lord said, try this one. Try this one. I said, okay, I'm going to try it. Give it to me. Listen to it.
Ooh, yeah.
About to happen for you. Now, you know whose song that used to be? Something good is going to happen for you. Happen for you. Happen for you. Something good is going to happen today. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. That was Oral Roberts' theme song. Something good is going to happen for you this very day. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's a great day.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Something good is about to happen for you. Make sure you don't let it pass you by. And make sure you don't miss it. And make sure that there's nothing, no kind of spirit standing between you and Jesus. And if it is, you get rid of it. You get rid of it. Because there's, like this last song says, it's good to be loved by God, but it's even better when you can recognize it and receive it. Recognize and receive. That's the key words. Recognize it and receive it.
No, I won't fear. No, I won't worry. I know you're here. So who can bring me down? You never leave. You don't forget me. You're listening, even when I don't make a sound. Been perfect. Oh, there's nothing I can do to deserve it. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my brokenness has seen some days, your mercy's still brand new. It's good to be loved by you. So good to be loved by you. It don't run out. It's never ending. It goes as far as the east is from the west. Oh, 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 no, I never found the words to explain it. Oh, 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 cause there's nothing in the world so amazing. It's good to be loved by you. It's good to be loved by you. Though my broken
God. Brothers and sisters, this is what freedom feels like. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to leave you with this thought. You don't have to accept the counterfeit, because you can have and maintain the real thing. Don't accept the counterfeit. If there was no real thing, then the counterfeit wouldn't exist. But because there is the real thing, the counterfeit always tries to copycat off the real thing. The Bible says you will know the truth. You will know the truth. And the truth that you know will make you free and keep you free. But the key thing is, people say, set you free. It will make you free. Spirit, soul, and body, as somebody put up here, it will make you free. The counterfeit will always bring you into some kind of bondage. That's how you know it. The counterfeit wants to keep you bound. When Jesus said, be not entangled again into the yoke of bondage wherewith I have made you free. Don't bat him, love.
Ever, ever I told you.
God is moving by his spirit, and you got to have peace on the inside of you in order to receive it. Number one, you got to recognize that it is God. And number two, you got to receive from God. Number three, praise him. Praise him and thank him for it. In Jesus' name, I'll see you tomorrow.